Everybody get a good night's sleep. You all awake and ready to worship the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Amen. He was an old man living in a tiny one-room shack. He went to church on Sunday, hollered amen from the back. And every time they'd ask him, he would sing a song or two. And at the drop of a hat, he would testify for you. Now the old man loved good preaching, he loved to say amen. A two-week-long revival, it wasn't long enough for him. He'd sit there in that pew just as long as you would stay, just waiting for his chance to get to stand up and say, I'm gonna praise the name of Jesus till the day they take me home. I walk those streets in heaven, I sure won't be alone. There's a mansion waiting for me, and I leave this old shack. And you're all just gonna have to do without the amen from the back. Well, then one Sunday morning, well, something seemed to miss. I knew someone was missing, so I started down the list. There's Sister Martha, Brother Bill, even Brother Jack. Then I realized I didn't hear that old amen from the back. Well, the preacher told his story, how the night before he died, how there must have been a band of angels to usher him inside. He's a living in a mansion now instead of that old shack. And there may not be much preaching there, but there's an amen from the back. He said, I'll praise the name of Jesus till the day they take me home. I walk those streets in heaven, and sure won't be alone. There's a mansion waiting for me when I leave this old shack. And you're all just gonna have to do without the amen from the back. Yeah, we're all gonna miss that old amen from the back. Well, Lord, I sure do miss him. Amen from the back. All right, y'all can sing along now. Well, I was standing by my window on a cold, dark, cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling, come to carry my mother away. Everybody now, wheel the circle, be unbroken, by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Undertaker, won't you please drive slow, for that body that you're carrying, Lord, I hate now to see her go. Feel the circle be unbroken, by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in sky as I follow close behind her. Try to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in that grave. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky, in the sky, Lord, in the sky. This kind of I wouldn't call it a vision, but I'd call it an envision, where I could see these people walking down this path. And it's a narrow path. And you know, there's a wide path that a lot of people are going down, but there's a few that are going down the narrow path. And up ahead of these people, there's a light. And that light is the sun. And it's not the S-U-N, but it's the S-O-N, sun. Amen? And those folks that are walking on that path are casting a shadow back to us. My old grandma that went on to be with Jesus is still casting a shadow to this day. And as I look around, I sung that song on purpose about the amen from the back. Because there's a bunch of them old dudes that have gone on to be with Jesus, but they're still casting that shadow back to let us know how to go. So I say to the young people and the young generation, if you want to know how to get to heaven, follow the shadows. Amen. So I wrote that song. That song is called Follow the Shadows. It's country music. You okay with that?
Yeah.
We'll see. The way might be narrow, but the pathway is worn. Saints that have gone through and weathered the storm left us their shadow to show where they've gone. Follow the shadow, they'll lead you home. It's a journey with hope that we'll make. Texas music. Now you know what you got to do if you're going to do a Texas song.
You got to have a yeehaw. That's impossible to even do a Texas song without a proper yeehaw. I have been to Texas, and I want to tell you that Illinois people got a better yeehaw than anybody in Texas I've ever met. Now, a yeehaw in Texas means hallelujah. Now, that may be the one thing that caused you to yeehaw this morning. I know you're reserved right now thinking, I'm not going to yeehaw. But would you hallelujah with me? Huh? So let me get prepared, because I'm going to count it off, and I want everybody in unison to do the yeehaw, okay? Now, I'm just going to disclaimer, if I was sitting out there, I probably wouldn't do what this guy's telling me. But I'm counting on some of you, okay? So 1, 2, 3, go!
Yeah!
Oh, that was good right there, man.
Well, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Tell me of that home far away. Well, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds ride. They tell me of an untidy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of unclouded sky. When they tell me of a home with no storm clouds ride. Oh, they tell me of an untidy day. When they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Tell me of that land far away. Where the tree of life in eternal bloom sends its fragrance to the unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of unclouded sky. Where they tell me of a home with a storm clouds back. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Oh, pick it, boy.
Something about a melody. There's something about a melody.
You know, there's only 12 notes, period. There's only 12 notes. There's octaves. They double and triple, whatever, but there's only 12 notes. Did you know that? That's an amazing thing that all of this can come from 12 notes. So how you intricately put those notes together creates a melody. Sometimes there's a melody that is so beautiful that they use it over and over again. And I'm going to sing you a song that has a melody that beautiful. It'd be great if we had somebody that was beautiful could sing it. Amen. But this song was in my lifetime, it was Danny Boy. Beautiful melody. But it was actually an Irish pub song before that. Now, there's no telling. It could have been another song before that. I mean, we don't know. You know, these melodies just get handed down from generation to generation. And I want to say that modern music needs to get a melody. And I'm not trying to advocate kicking out anything that's new. If I did, I wouldn't sell CDs, amen? Because all my songs that I write are new, and young people say they don't sound new to me. Thank you, amen, thank you. But I think old melodies was a really important thing to music. And the song that I'm going to sing is called He Looked Beyond My Fault and Saw My Need. And it's from that melody, Danny Boy.
Now I believe.
And every once in a while, there's an old song that nobody even knows where it came from. But it's been recorded 1,000 times in 1,000 different ways with different style melodies and different percussions and different everything, different rhythms. And this old song is representative of that. It's called Wayfaring Stranger. Wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. And I'm going there.
Me, all I am, I owe, it's true.
to hear. It's all up to you. For you I give my all. It's all up to you. If I stand or if I fall,
as we go. There's sometimes it's really difficult to figure out just exactly what the Lord is wanting to say today. And this is one of those mornings. It just happens every now and then. And so I'm gonna go way off the path, and I'm gonna sing a song for you. Maybe I'll remember it, maybe not. And you won't know the words because I just wrote it. Okay? But my pastor the other day did this. Well, it was around Easter. I was home for Easter, maybe it was a week before Easter. And he did this message, and he said, "It was me." That was the title of the message. It was me. When you see Jesus on the cross, it was me. I was on that cross. And well, I wrote that down. In fact, I had part of the course written before the message was over. I quit listening to him after that, you know. But, so this song is called It Was Me. And again, I don't know the words. And if I don't know them, I just stop and I just get real embarrassed and start over. And I'm getting used to that the older I get. And this is the other thing, I don't play very good either. I wasn't there when Jesus broke the bread. Never heard the Master speak the words written in red. And I wasn't there when they ripped away his flesh and placed that crown of thorns upon our precious Savior's head. And I wasn't there when those nails were driven in, and those he really loved had turned their back on him. But it was me. They should have crucified on that tree. It was me. I should have paid for all eternity. So I bow down as humbly as I know how to be on my knees. I confess it was me. It was me. I was not the one. I was not the one who betrayed the Lord that night for 30 bits of silver, committed suicide. And I was not the one so quick to draw my sword before the rooster crowed. 3 times denied the Lord. And I was not the one who put that spear in his side, the blood and water flowing, making sure he died. But it was me. They should have crucified on that tree. It was me. I should have paid for all eternity. Will I bow down as humbly as I know how to be on my knees? I confess it was me. Just how it works for me. And I haven't written anything in a long time. My wife retired and she's always there. Now we have the babysitting job to go with it, and I don't have any of those mornings I used to have when I get up in the morning, Lord, are you talking to me today? Those are gone. And in the evening, I'm old enough now, I'm too tired to think when it's time to but I'm going to make it. The Lord's going to take care of me. Some of y'all know that I walked through cancer, and I'm hearing stories about other folks that have here as well. And praise God, he can heal us. Amen. He's our healer. He takes care of us through all that. And I wrote some songs, and I had a CD all ready to record when I got the diagnosis. And so I had to put off recording this newest CD called Living Good Life. And ironically, I learned a little bit more, maybe a lot more, about what living good life is about. Because it's not about having a good years. It's not about making money. It's not about family. It's not about any of those things. Living good life is actually about having the life that Jesus gave us when he died and rose from the dead. That very same life, is this not incredible? That very same life he puts in us when we accept him as our Savior and Lord. And now we can live out that exact same life into the world. We may have neglected our responsibilities a little bit, Are you watching the world go to hell in a handbasket? It could be because God's people are not living good life. So this is rocked up, but you can handle it. I'm looking at it. I think you can handle it. Let's do it, boys. I got a good friend who's a gospel singer and from a very successful gospel family. And his testimony is that he gave his heart to Jesus as a small child and somehow walked away from that. Now, however you want to bundle that up, that's up to you. So he grew up on a bus, traveling around singing, playing the piano, and in church his entire life. Never remembers not going to church. And somehow he got disgruntled or something, and he ended up out in Las Vegas. And he started a band called Jive Deluxe. And he said, I made a ton of money. And he said, I snorted it all up my nose. Got on drugs and cocaine. I had a terrible cocaine habit. And he said, all my money. He said, I'm in a motel room laying on a dirty floor. And my wife is laying on the bed. And he said, I looked up. And after his story, after a lifetime of church, I asked Jesus to come into my heart. And from then that moment on, he served Christ. For real. Isn't it amazing? You can go to your church, you can do all the stuff and not know Christ. That's exactly what his testimony was. I went home, I was running his sound for him one time in Nashville, Tennessee, and he gave his testimony and he said that word, that line, lifetime of church, and I wrote it down. And I went home and wrote this song that I'm going to sing for you. And I sent him a demo And he sent a word back, and he said, I lived every word of that song, brother. Every word. And so I recorded it and put it on this newest CD. Hope you like it. It's called A Lifetime of Church. Nobody had my back in a world where the devil held the reins. Nobody in my church even knew that I was going through the pain. But the pills and the whiskey were always there to help me make it through. Through it all, I found Jesus was the one to hold on to. Every week when it came Sunday, put on my act and play the part. If I'd stand and sing his praises, no one would ever see my broken heart. Somehow I think I knew my shame would make a way and find me out. Thank God now I know what loving Jesus really is about. Things people have trouble with is signing it away. Your life, that is. Amen? You can't live good life. You can't have the life of Jesus as long as you're holding on to yours. You got to let it go. Amen? Don't you just wish that you could just sign it in blood? Well, you know, Jesus already did that for you. Amen? But you got to give it up. If you want to live life and life more abundant and go to heaven and all the glorious things that are attached to that, you got to give it up. So this is another country song. It's called I signed my life away. I can't read.
If you live long enough, you'll go crazy. If you're never satisfied with just enough, done its best to degrade me, but I am living higher than the sky above, because I signed my life away to Jesus. I'm living free because I gave it all.
For two more songs. Praise the Lord. Are you in too much pain to make two more songs, honey? I feel for you. I really do. Amen. I've been married now for going on 39 years. Don't clap. Yeah, I'm gone a lot. That makes it work. Amen. We love to miss each other. We really do. So the best thing in life is to get married and have children. Oh, wait a minute. No, grandchildren, that's it. That's the greatest thing in life. I'll get that straight. Amen. So I got married. That was back in the day, man. Back in the 80s, you know. And I thought I married Marie Osmond. A month later, Marie LeBeau. I'm just saying. I wasn't prepared for this. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, is this what's happening? My wife, is it because I'm home all the time and she's home all the time and I'm getting to know her? But she goes to tell me something, and here it is. This is what I asked her a question. Here's the answer. It's right here. Why do we have to go all the way over here, all the way over here, all the way back, way back, and then finally we come around, we don't even remember where we were? Is she becoming more of a psycho than she was then? Oh, I'm losing some of it. Some of them, brother, they're like,
Be careful. I'm not touching that.
But when we were young, we used to fight a lot. You know, I mean, young people do that. They got energy. Now I say, we mow the grass or we fight. It's your choice. Amen. But I can recall there's some things you're not, you know, proud of, things that I've said and done and all that. She remembers all of them. But this one time I remember having her, she was down on her knees. We're fighting. She's down on her knees, and she's looking for me under the bed. You know, she got that broom handle. The one she just got off of. There's where it went, brother. Straight back. Oh, no. That, you know, all this is, it's a joke. It really is. No, I mean, we did fight. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, I was outside most of the time, not under the bed. Anyway, through the years, I don't know, we got a different kind of love now than we had then. You know, it's all good. But I did say something the other day, and I want to get your take on this. I'm not sure. Here it is. We got a cat. You got a cat? We got a fat cat that lives in the house. You know what I mean? Dragging the belly fat, you know. A cat. So she walks in the other day and she says, "Is that cat getting fat or is it just me?" Apparently "it's just you" was not the right answer. I got one more. I had to make you laugh a little bit this morning, yo. Look like stone people out there. Not stoned, stone people. So it was our anniversary a couple years ago. I think it was our 36th or something. I decided I want to take my wife out for a nice romantic dinner. And both Scott and I were talking about losing our hearing. That's an issue, you know. And that. So I want to take her out for a nice romantic dinner. And I wanted to find a nice quiet place where we could talk, you know, and be romantic. I can be romantic. I can. And so I found the most expensive place I could find, and they had peanuts on the floor and four big screen TVs and a bar. Everyone's yelling, you know. They're yelling their orders, and I'm lost. Man, in that room, I can't hear nothing, you know. And so I'm sitting there, but my wife's a trooper. She's trying to, you know, be romantic with me. And she leans over to me and she says, "Joe, I want you to know, after 36 years, I'm really proud of you." And I said, "Well, I'm kind of tired of you too." Some of what I tell you this morning is true, okay? So I'm going to do a song that I call the baseball song. And it comes from growing up with and raising three little boys. And I want to tell you, I led them all to Jesus. And that's my greatest accomplishment in life. Amen. I've never played on the Grand Ole Opry, but I'm as good as some of the people who have. It's good enough for me. But I've never done that. But I have led three little boys to Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. That has eternal consequences. It has great consequences. So, but as raising them, they all want to play baseball. And anybody like baseball? Cardinal fans over here, what are you?
No.
Go Cubs.
Go Cubs?
Just for the record, I hate baseball. I don't care who you're for. But my wife will fight you because she's a Cardinal. But I am a little boy fan, amen. So I get them out in the yard and I put a glove in their hand, you know, and try to teach them how to catch a ball. Inevitably, that ball is going to hit them right there sooner or later. No, they don't know which way to hold that glove, this way, that way. But then sooner or later, you throw that ball and it lands perfectly in that glove. It just pops. And then the eyes light up and they're so excited. And they throw the ball back, and I go find it under the pickup truck and throw it back. And it's no time at all till they catch every ball. Well, there's a line. Write that one down. Amen. No time at all till they catch every ball. But it's no time at all till they get in the car and drive out of that driveway. And they don't come back. And they get a house full of kids and you say, thank the Lord they don't come back. Amen. But that's a cycle of life, isn't it? Then they come back and bring the grandkids, and boy, that's good news right there. So anyway, I wrote this song a long time ago, and my wife says I'm prophetic. I think that's what she said, okay? Because I write songs, and the things that I write seem to happen. And there's one line, one little section in this song that says that he's 29, and he's having a little son of his own. And guess what? A while back, we were playing a little music with my son. He said, "Hey, Dad, guess how old I am?" I said, "I don't know, about 30." He said, "29." And his wife is big, fat, and pregnant. Ooh. Makes you think, maybe I am prophetic. This is called "I Love Him Again." Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine, long as I'm with this boy of mine, playing baseball with an old wooden bat. What could be any better than I guess I'm just a family man, 'cause I'm sure not a baseball fan. I think I'm gonna tell him I love him again. Well, I'm 39 and I'm holding on to a little boy going on 14. Girls and hair on his lip, living on potato chips. He's becoming a man a little too cool, just enrolled him in high school. Think I'm gonna tell him I love him again. Well, he's 29 and he's holding on to little boy just been born. I suppose I recognize that look of love in his eyes. He's a godly man, walking tall. Don't reckon he'll ever fall. Think I'm gonna tell him I love him again. Well, I'm 39 and I'm holding on to a little boy. I think I already missed it. I'm 39 and I'm holding on to this. Well, he's 39 and he's holding on to this old man. Still singing songs, forgetting the words. Forget it. You get the idea. Let's try it again. Well, he's 39 and he's holding on to this old man. Still singing songs about life, God, and family. Some things average folks don't see. Like giving your love to little boys, take them fishing instead of buying them toys. And I think I'm gonna tell him I love him again. Now he's 49, holding hands with this old dying man. Life's so short, seemed like yesterday we were playing that baseball game. And where I'm going to be a better place when my boy shows up someday. Well, I know I'm going to tell him I love him again. I love him again and again. I love him again. More song for you. Thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for allowing me to come and minister to you. And you ministered to me, by the way. I loved the Sunday school class. Spending the evening with these good folks. They bought my pizza. Amen. It's all good. I'm going to take it home with me, by the way, what was left over. No, I'm just kidding. But singing songs like I do, just about life and family and God. I'm proud to be an American. I thank the Lord that I got to grow up in America. I spent a couple of weeks in Haiti one time. And you know what? When you hit that airport coming home, it's hallelujah, amen. And the first thing you want is a double cheeseburger. I don't care what that thing costs, amen. But we have what we have, and we ought not be ashamed of how God has blessed us. You know, we like to hide that from the rest of the world and say we're sorry that God blessed us and not you. But I want to tell you something. I think God founded America on purpose. And his blessings were set aside for us on purpose. I know how haughty that might sound to some people, but think of it like this. That God actually founded America for one purpose, and that is that the Holy Spirit would go to and fro across this land, and that people would stand up and preach the gospel, and other people would come into the kingdom of God by the millions. We have so many people in America that are saved that we'd have to send them out of here to have somebody to minister to. And we take them to foreign countries and pay their way there and on their way back, and all that for the glory of God, because he gave us America. Now, does that make a little more sense? Well, to be proud of what God has done for us. Hey, back in the 1970s, you remember Johnny Cash? Yeah. The Johnny Cash Show, the man who preached to more faces than anyone since the beginning of time, the man who preached to more faces, Billy Graham, preached on the Johnny Cash Show to a national audience. Give an invitation, had a 10 or 15 minute message. Y'all remember that? Look it up. It's still on Facebook. You know, it's still out there. You can find it. Where he preached the gospel. That's America. That's America. That's America that I love and know. Amen. So I get frustrated. In our Sunday school class this morning, we're all frustrated. The news that we hear frustrates us. Amen. And if it doesn't frustrate you, you really need to get caught up, because it's frustrating. And the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. There's something bigger than all of our frustrations. Amen. But how many of y'all do this like I do? When I watch the news and I get frustrated, I say, God, what can I do? I'm just little old me. What can I do? God planted a ministry in my heart a long time ago, called Pray for the Kids. I wanted to find a missing child. The first time I saw a picture in Walmart, you remember those pictures you'd see in Walmart? First time I saw that picture, I looked them kids over as best I could and put them in my memory. I said, I'm going to find one of them. I want to find. I even prayed to God, God, let me find one of those children. Then he kind of revealed the truth to me. I wanted to beat the person half to death that stole that child. That's what I wanted to do. I had that in my heart. I can't stand that, for someone to do something bad to a child like that. And you know what? That was years ago, and it's much worse now than it was then. How about this phrase, organ harvesting? Let that soak in. So, one day the Lord revealed to me, he said, I know where they are. Oh, he does. God knows where all those missing children are. In Illinois, there's probably around 150 or so at any given time. A lot of Chicago kids, a lot of Peoria kids, St. Louis area kids, and then a few from down home even. Amen. But he knows where they are. So I thought, I wonder who's praying for those children. I'm looking at them. No one's praying for those children. Oh, well, maybe they are. Maybe they are. Are they praying like we would? So I thought, I'm going to make little pictures of children that are missing. And I'm going to ask people to take that picture and say, this is my child. I'm praying for this child. And every day, look them in the eye in that picture. Put it where you'll see it. I put mine on my dresser. And I would just lay my hand on it. And I pray for this little girl. I just lay my hand on it. Just a quick prayer. It don't take nothing. Amen. No time. And the other day I thought, what is this child's name? And I looked down at the card and it said her first name was Blessing. And I thought, she's been a blessing. She's a blessing. Amen. So I have them out there on a rack. I ask you to come by and just take a picture. Pray for those children. The other thing God led me to do was write a patriotic song. Never did that in my life. I mean, I sing like Merle Haggard. Fight inside of me would be the nearest thing to patriotic. Amen? But he gave me this song and said, record it. Sing it. And it's in the face. It's in the face of the people who do not believe the way I do. Because I think that we talk, I'm not going to say we talk too much about God, but we talk too much about God without talking about Jesus. We can say, God, America, God, America, God, America. How about Jesus, America, then? Amen? If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here. So I hope you like my song. It's called That's America. House, wife and kids. We go to church where I grew up, live by that holy book. It's what we love. That's America. I go to work and draw my check, then come Monday, ain't much left. I do it 'cause I believe that's the thing God meant for me. In America, we work for Jesus. Hey, that's America, red, white, and blue. Much to give, but always good for my 10%. And when a friend gets down on luck, we find a way to help him up. There'll be enough in America. Amen. That's the way I was raised right there. And I pledge allegiance to that flag. And some might say, well, that's just a rag. But there's some people like you and me that gave their life so we'd be free in America. They died for Jesus. Say a prayer for you, if you don't mind. Would you stand with me? And I'd ask you to return the favor. Pray for me. If you never accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord, the altars are open. You can come and kneel down. If you have a special request or something, you want to come to the altar, just come on while I'm praying. Someone will meet you here and lay the hand on you and pray for you. Heavenly Father, it's been a glorious day. And Lord, all glory comes from you and for you. To you be the glory. We thank you for each and every person that's in this house. We thank you, Lord, that we represent your kingdom. And that America, the people of America, are part of your kingdom. Glorify yourself in our country. Lord, we repent. We repent of the wrongdoing that our nation is doing, our government is doing. Let us be separate from our government, Lord, in spirit. But this is not our home. So we call to you, Lord, that we might walk through this world and be victorious and come out on the other side. And Lord, that our loved ones and friends, our children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, uncles and aunts, all those people that we love would come into the kingdom with us. Lord, use us and make divine appointments. Let us be a messenger for you, Lord. As I look through this congregation, I know that here it is Sunday morning, all across this nation of ours, there are people that are worshiping you, Lord. Join us together in heart and strength. Glorify yourself. Thank you again for the day. In Jesus' name. Amen.